सतनाम श्री वाहे गुरुरियो फिरत फिरत प्रव्याय पर्यातो शरणाय नानक की प्रभ बेंती अपनी भक्ति लाए चारे कुन्ना पाल के आए पिया शरणाए नानक सच्चे पातशाह दुबदा लिया कढ़ाए सतनाम श्री वाहे गुरु जी सोचा सोच न होवे जे सोची लखवार चुपै चुप न होवे जे लाए रहा लिवतार भुखिया भुख न उतरी जे बन्ना पुरिया पार सहस सियाण पा लख हो है ता एक न चले नाल केव सचियारा होई है केव कूड़े तुटे पाल हुकुम रजाई चलना नानक लिखिया नाल केव सचियारा होई केव कूड़े तुटे पाल हुकुम रजाई चलना नानक लिखिया ना वाहिगुरु जी का खालसा वाहिगुरु जी की फतेह। गुरु प्यारी साध संगत जी आप जी शामा दे दीवान विच तन तन सचे पातशाह श्री गुरु ग्रंथ साहिब महाराज जी दी पावन पवित्र हजूरी विच श्री रहरा साहिब जी की बाणी सरवण कीती उपरांत चल रही लड़ीवार इतिहासिक कथा सरवण कर रहे सन। आओ कुछ समा प्राप्त होया सवेर तो बच्चियां दा गुरमुख कैंप चल रहा है ते आओ जिहड़ा कुछ समा हुण प्राप्त होया बच्चियां वास्ते इंग्लिश दे विच गुरमुख विचारां विच जुड़िए गुरबाणी विचार विच जुड़िए। जो चल रही लड़ीवार कथा आरंभ की सी श्री जपजी साहिब जी दी बच्चियां वास्ते इंग्लिश दे विच टुडे वी सिटिंग हियर एंड टुडे आई वांट टू गो ओवर द ट्रांसलेशंस ऑफ जपजी साहिब बिकॉज़ वी स्टार्टेड टू डू दिस वेयर एवर वी गो वी कंटिन्यू डूइंग जपजी साहिब्स मीनिंग्स Pori by Pori, line by line, what the meanings of Japji Sahib are. And up till now, we've gone over one thing. We went over when was Japji Sahib written, and we learned one thing. Ki siddham sang charcha hamkini, tabe uchare japramini. The Guruji, when he talked to some Hindu saints called the Siddhas on top of a mountain called the Sumer Mountains. That's when Japji Sahib was first spoken by Guru Nanak Dev Ji. And up till now, we've gone over that the sins the Hindu saints asked Guruji, who do you believe in? What's the name of your God? Some people call him God, some call him Allah, some call him Ram. What do you call him? And Guru Nanak Dev Ji said, I call him Ik Omkar. That he's the one God for all, he's the same for all. ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਸਵਾਲ ਕੀਤਾ ਸੀ ਨਾ ਕਿ ਹਿੰਦੂ ਤੁਰਕ ਕਹਾਂ ਤੇ ਆਏ ਕਿਹੜੇ ਰਾਹ ਚਲਾਏ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਹਿੰਦੂ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨ ਇੱਕ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਲੜ ਰਹੇ ਹਨ ਪਰ ਇੱਕ ਚੀਜ਼ ਦੱਸੋ ਹਿੰਦੂ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਹਨੇ ਪੈਦਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਹਨੇ ਪੈਦਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਕੌਣ ਹੈ ਪੈਦਾ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲਾ ਤੇ ਇਸੇ ਸਵਾਲ ਦਾ ਜਵਾਬ ਅਵਲ ਅਲਹੈ ਨੂਰ ਉਪਾਇਆ ਕੁਦਰਤ ਕੇ ਸਭ ਬੰਦੇ ਏਕ ਨੂਰ ਤੇ ਸਭ ਜਗ ਕੌਣ ਬੋਲੇ ਕੌਣ ਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਸਰ ਵਾਈ ਆਰ ਯੂ ਫਾਈਟਿੰਗ ਹਿੰਦੂਜ਼ ਐਂਡ ਮੁਸਲਮਸ ਆਰ ਫਾਈਟਿੰਗ ਵਿਦ ਵਨ ਅਨਦਰ ਹਿੰਦੂਜ਼ ਆਰ ਸੇਇੰਗ ਦੇਅਰ ਰਿਲੀਜੀਅਨ ਇਜ਼ ਬੈਟਰ ਮੁਸਲਮਸ ਆਰ ਸੇਇੰਗ ਦੇਅਰ ਰਿਲੀਜੀਅਨ ਇਜ਼ ਬੈਟਰ ਐਂਡ ਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਸਰ ਵਾਈ ਆਰ ਯੂ ਫਾਈਟਿੰਗ ਗੋਡ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਡ ਆਲ ਦ ਰਿਲੀਜੀਅਨਸ ਹਾਊ ਕੈਨ ਯੂ ਸੇ ਵਨ ਰਿਲੀਜੀਅਨ ਇਜ਼ ਬੈਟਰ ਦੈਨ ਦੀ ਅਦਰ ਦੈਟਸ ਵੀ ਵੈਂਟ ਓਵਰ ਇਨ ਦ ਫਰਸਟ ਲਾਈਨ ਆਫ ਜਪਜੀ ਸਾਹਿਬ But today, I want to continue on with the second podi of Japji Sahib, the one I just read before starting. So we're going to start going over that. Aao chal rahi ladiwar katha vich judiye. Ek wari vichar aram karan to pehla aap ji apniya sisaan bakhsho. Satguru ji sir utte mehr bharya hath rakhan. Te apni paavan pavitr ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਦੀ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਆਪ ਹੀ ਕਰਵਾ ਲੈ ਤੇ ਆਓ ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰੀ ਮਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਇਕਾਗਰ ਕਰੀਏ ਲੈਟ ਅਸ ਆਲ ਪੁੱਟ ਆਵਰ ਮਾਈਂਡਸ ਟੁਗੇਦਰ ਸੋ ਵਾਈਲ ਆਈ ਸਪੀਕ ਵੀ ਕਨਸੈਂਟ੍ਰੇਟ ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰੀ ਮਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਇਕਾਗਰ ਕਰੀਏ ਐਂਡ ਲੈਟ ਅਸ ਆਲ ਸੇ ਦਿਸ ਟੁਗੇਦਰ ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰੀ ਮਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਇਕਾਗਰ ਕਰੀਏ ਤੇ ਰਲ ਕੇ ਜਪੀਏ ਜੀ ਸਤਨਾਮ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ The Hindu said, the Hindu saints, they asked Sadhguruji, the Guruji, there's so many different ways to find God. There's lots of different ways. Which one's the best? The Hindu saints asked Guru Nanak Dev Ji that some people, they go to holy shrines and they take baths at holy places. Or they wash their body over and over and they say by washing the body that they're becoming pure. Other people, they take vows of silence. There's people out there who stop talking. They say, I'm not going to talk for so long. Just to find God. Other people, they fast. Fast means when you don't eat anything. They fast for a few days. And they think by fasting, by not eating anything, they'll find God. And other people, they read all these books. And they think that they can find God by reading books. So the Hindu says, the Hindu saints, they ask Guru Nanak Dev Ji, that Sadhguru Ji, tell us, what is the best way to find God? Should we go to holy places and take baths to find God? Should we take vows of silence? To find God? Should we stop eating if we want to find God? Or should we read lots and lots of books if we want to find God? That was the question. Siddha ne sawal kita Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj Ji no ke Satgur Ji ke sansar vich munukha ne kai sadhan banaye ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਹੋਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਦੇ ਮਿਲਾਪ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੱਸੋ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਕਰੋ ਇਹ ਸਾਧਨਾ ਚੋਂ ਕਿਹੜਾ ਸਾਧਨ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਚੰਗਾ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਅੱਛਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਤੀਰਥਾਂ ਤੇ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਇਸ਼ਨਾਨ ਕਰੀਏ ਜਾਂ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਮੌਨ ਧਾਰਨ ਕਰ ਲਈਏ ਸ਼ੁਡ ਵੀ ਗੋ ਟੂ ਹੋਲੀ ਸ਼ਰਾਈਨ ਐਂਡ ਟੇਕ ਬਾਥ ਔਰ ਸ਼ੁਡ ਵੀ ਸਟਾਪ ਈਟਿੰਗ Or should we stop talking? Or should we read all these books? And Satguru Ji gives the answer. In the first line, Satguru Ji says, Socha soch na hove, Je socha lakwar. Sadhguru Ji says, Socha soch na hove, jis sochi akwar. They go that you can wash your body, but washing your body over and over and over again, your mind doesn't become clean. They go, jis sochi akwar. Even if 100,000 times you wash your body, you're still not going to become clean. Why? Because when we wash our body, the water only hits our body. Our body becomes clean, but the water isn't reaching our mind. The water is not touching our mind. Our mind is still dirty. Our mind is still filthy. Our mind is still full of bad thoughts. Right? And Satguruji says that there's no use of washing your body. It's your mind that you have to wash. Satguruji aakde han ke sareer de ishnan karan naal koi faida nahi, sareer de ishnan karan de naal ki faida je man pher vi maile da maila. Satguruji gurbani andar aakde, and gurbani Satguruji tells us one thing, man maila sab kish maila, tan dhota hai man achha na hoye. Satguruji says that if your mind is dirty, you can wash your body over and over and over again. Day and night wash your body. But dekho, there's no use if your mind is still dirty. Just like if I get dirt on my hand and I come up to you, I have mud on my hand and I shake your hand, the mud's going to go onto your hand. The mud's going to go on your clothes if I touch you. Just like if my hands are dirty and I touch the wall, they're going to leave marks on the wall. The wall is going to become dirty. And Satguruji says the same way, if our mind is dirty, we can wash our body over and over and over again. But if our mind is dirty, then we're going to be thinking dirty. We're going to look at people in a dirty way. We're going to talk dirty. So Satguruji says that if you want to clean yourself, don't just clean your body, but clean your mind. And then Satguruji in the next line they say, Chuppe chup na hove, je lae raha liv taar. Satguruji says some people, they stop talking, they take vows of silence. There are people out there who make a promise that for 1 month I'm not going to talk. For 2 months I'm not going to talk. And all I'm going to do is I'm going to pray. But Satguruji says, what's the use of that? Because you can stop talking, you can close your mouth, you can stop talking. But what's the use if your mind is still thinking, your mind is still talking? Satguruji says if you want to do something, you should make your mind stop talking. Just like us, we're sitting here. I'm the one talking, you're all sitting here. But still, even though your mouths are closed, you all are thinking something in your mind. Your mind is still talking. And that's what Satguruji says. Satguruji says there's no use of making a promise and keeping your mouth shut if your mind is still talking, if your mind is still thinking things. They're saying the real way to become pure is to make your mind stop talking. Your mind to stop thinking bad about others. And then Satguruji in the next line says, Bhukhya bhukh na utri, je banna puriya paar. Satguruji says that some people from different religions, they make a promise that for so many days they're not going to eat. And they go that by not eating, we're making the body more holy, more pure by not eating. But Satguruji says that's not true, that's not right. Or sometimes we see somebody and we say, oh, that person, he's really religious. He barely eats anything. Satguruji says that doesn't matter. He goes, even if from the outside you stop eating, but he goes, on the inside your mind is still hungry for worldly things. Your mind is still hungry for all these things. So Satguruji says, what's the use of that? That's useless. Satguruji says, if you want to stop eating, don't stop eating with your mouth, but with your mind. Stop being hungry for all these worldly things. Stop having greed for all these worldly things. And then Satguruji, the next line, what does he say? He goes, Sahas Syan Pa Lak Ho Hai Ta Ek Na Chale Naal. Satguruji says that some people, they read books. There's a lot of people out there who read books, and they read book after book after book, and they think that by reading books they're going to understand what God is. But Satguruji says that's useless. They go, you can't understand what God is just by reading books. Satguruji has told us, they go, Chitarai Syanapa Kate Kamana. Satguruji says that by reading books or reading these huge granths, you're not going to find God. And then you know what? Those Hindu saints, those Hindu siddhas, they asked a question. That if we can't find God by washing our body, and we can't find God by keeping our mouth shut, and we can't find God by stopping eating, and we can't find God by reading books, then how can we find God? What's the way to find God? And they asked the question, Give sachyara hui, give kude tutte pal. They asked Guruji, they go, give sachyara. Sachyara means truthful. They go, God is the truth. How can we find that true God? How can we understand that God? How can we find Him? And then they asked a second question. How can we break from all the falseness, all these false things in this world? How can we break from them? How can we break from these false things? They asked this question. Siddha ne sawal kita Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj Ji nu ke kiv sachyara hoi hai ke asi kive sachyare ban sakde han te kive is kood nal nihon tod sakde. How can we break our love for this falseness? Satguruji asks us. Satguruji was asked this. And first of all, we have to realize one thing. Satguruji asked two questions. How can we become truthful, and how can we break from falseness? There's two questions here. Why didn't Satguruji just say that, oh, how can we become truthful and that's it? Why did they ask two questions? That means in order to become truthful, in order to find God, we have to stop loving all these false things. But now what are these false things? What are false things? And Satguruji gives the definition of good. Good is falseness in Gurbani. Satguruji says, Good Raja, Good Parja, Kood sab sansar. Satguruji says, everything we see is false because everything we see is going to die one day. It's not going to last forever. Sometimes we're sitting here and we're all proud. Oh, I can do nice katha, or I can do good kirtan, or I'm really good at this, or I'm really rich, or I have a nice house, or I have a nice car. But Satguruji tells us one thing, that we're all going to die, we're not going to last forever. And we forget that sometimes. And that's why Satguruji says, even the kings of this world, they're false too. Satguruji has told us in Gurbani, they go, Ko har saman nahi raja, e bhupat sab div sacharke, jhoothe karat divarja. Satguruji says that there's no other king as great as God. All these worldly kings are false. And that's what Satguruji explains to us. They go, Kood Raja, Kood Parja, Kood Sab Sansar, Kood Mandap, Kood Maadi, Kood Besan Haar. Satguruji says all the houses are false. Kood Soina, Kood Rupa, Kood Pennan Haar, Kood Kaya, Kood Kappad, Kood Roop Apaar. Satguruji says, we run after money, right? We're trying to run after money, so we're rich, and we have lots of money. But Satguruji says, even this money is false, the gold that we wear, everything is false. Even this body is false, this body is going to die one day, it's not going to last forever. Kood miya, kood bibi, khap hoye khar, kood kude neho laga, visre hakarta. Sadhguru Ji says, what happens when we start to fall in love with these false things? What happens? What happens? We come to the Gurdwara, we listen to these stories, we come to the camp, and we listen to about Sikh history and Sikh philosophy. We come to the Gurdwara, we hear Kirtan, and what happens? After we hear Kirtan, our mind starts to think about God. But then what happens? We go home, and what happens? We forget about God, right? We start watching television. We start going out and hanging out with our friends, our buddies. We start playing sports, and what happens? It's not that we just play these, but while playing these, what happens? Kood kude neho laga visraya karta. When we start to hang out with this world, we hang out with people from this world, what happens? We start to forget that God. That God who gave us everything, we start to forget that God. And that's what Sadhguru Ji has said. Kood mitha, kood maakhe, kood dobe poor, nanak bakhane benti, tudbaj koodo. Sadhguru Ji says, anything that makes us forget God is false. Anything that doesn't remind us of God, that is false. Anything that breaks us from God, it's false. And that's what Sadhguru Ji says in this line. They go, give such a yara hoi hai, give good hai tumte paal. They go, how can we become truthful? And how can we break from falseness? Because if you want to find God, you have to do both things. Because sometimes I see people, they come to the Gurdwara, they do such beautiful kirtan. They do paath, they read Gurbani, but at the same time, they're not finding God. They're not getting closer to God. Why? Because they're still in love with this world. But Sadhguru Ji says no. That if you want to become truthful, you have to change. You have to break from this falseness. Because truth and false can't mix together. And Sadhguru Ji gives us examples too. Sadhguru Ji ne aakhya ki sach te kood ek thar ral nahi sakde. Sadhguru Ji gives us examples. Bhai Gurdas Ji writes in his Varas, Bhai Gurdas Ji says, sach supuran nirmala tis vich kood na ralda rahe. Bhai Gurdas Ji says that the truth is so pure that not even a small little amount of falseness can mix into where the truth is. Nobody can mix in with the truth. Bhai Gurdas Ji aakde ke sach inna nirmal hai na ke ode vich ik rai matra vi kool ral nahi sakda sach vich. Phir oh kai udaharan dinde, they give many examples to help us understand. Bhai Gurdas Ji says, akhi kat na sanjrai tera okha dukh rehn vihai. Bhai Gurdas Ji says, with our eyes we look around, we see everything with our eyes. Right? With our eyes we look around, we see one another. But they go, the eye is so pure that you can't mix anything in the eye. Right? If I took my finger and I tried to stuff it in your eye, could I do that? No, because nothing can mix with the eye. If I took some sand and I tried to put it in your eye, what would happen? You would be itching your eye would be hurting, you'd be in so much pain. All night you'd be scratching your eye, you'd be in so much pain. And they go, that the eye is so pure, nothing can be mixed in it. The same way is the truth. That person who is in love with God, that person who really wants to find God, they become pure also. And to them, none of this false stuff can go and mix inside of them. Then the second example Bhai Gurdas Ji gives. Say if you're eating your food You're eating a bowl of dal. And it's really swad, it's really tasty. You take a spoon and you fill that spoon up with the dal, and you're about to put that spoon of dal in your mouth, and right at the last second before you put the spoon in your mouth, what happens? A small fly comes and it sits right in your spoon. What would you do? Would you still put that spoon in your mouth with the fly in it? No. Doesn't matter how tasty that dal is, you won't put it in your mouth. And even if you do put it in your mouth, what will happen? The opposite will happen. Instead of drinking it, instead of eating it, you'll spit it out. And Bhai Gurdas Ji says the same way. That person who's in love with God and wants to find the truth, that person, just like that dal with a fly in it, the person spits it out. No matter how beautiful the things in this world look, how tasty they look, that person who's in love with God, he won't have any hunger for those things. He'll spit them out. He'll spit at them. Bhai Gurdas Ji udaran dinde ki jis tarah koi bhojan chakda hove, bhava jitna marzi swadla bhojan hove. ਕੋਈ ਦਾਲ ਛਕਦਾ ਹੋਵੇ ਤੇ ਦਾਲ ਦਾ ਚਮਚਾ ਭਰ ਕੇ ਮੂੰਹ ਚ ਪਾਉਣ ਲੱਗਾ ਹੋਵੇ ਕੋਈ ਤੇ ਉਹ ਚਮਚੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇੱਕ ਮੱਖੀ ਆ ਕੇ ਬਹਿ ਜਾਵੇ, ਕੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਉਸ ਭੋਜਨ ਨੂੰ ਛਕ ਲਓਗੇ? Will you put it in your mouth if there's a fly there? No, you won't. You'll spit it out. And then they give a third example. ਦੇਖੋ, ਰੂਈ ਅੰਦਰ ਚਿਣਗ ਵਾਂਗ ਤਾਹੇ ਪਸਮੰਤ ਕਰੇ ਦੁਖਦਾਈ. They're saying, just like if there's a pile of cotton, a huge pile of cotton, and somebody decides that they want to light some matches. They light the matches, they make a fire, and now say somebody decides, I want to put the fire right in the middle of the pile of cotton. Can they do that? They can't, because the cotton will burn right away. It'll burn into small pieces, into ashes. Bhai Gurdas Ji explains this. And the same way cotton and fire can't mix together, truth and falseness can't mix together. And then there's one final example they give. They go, Kanji dudh kusudh hoye fit. Kanji dudh kusudh hoye fitai sadho vanho jai. They go, like when we see milk in a glass, milk looks so nice because it's nice and clean, a white color, a pure color. But say somebody takes some alcohol and mixes that alcohol into the bottle, into the cup of milk, what happens to the milk? The milk looks so nice, but what happens when you put the alcohol in there? The milk's color changes, the milk doesn't look as good anymore. It wrecks the milk. And they go, the same way milk and alcohol can't mix, the same way truth and falseness can't mix. They give all these examples, and in the final line, Bhai Gurdas Ji says, Sach andar kyon kood samayi, that how can truth and falseness mix? And Satguruji in Gurbani has said one more thing. Satguruji says, Jinke chit kathor hai, se beh hai na Satgur paas. They're saying that those people who, the same way that false and truthness can't mix together, they go, those people who aren't in love with true God, that aren't in love with the Guru, they can't sit by the Guru. They can't sit in the Guru's Sangat. Why? Uthai sach vartada kudiyara jit udas. Because where Guruji is, it's always, Guruji is always talking about the truth. Guruji represents the truth. And those people who aren't in love with God, they can't sit by Guruji. Satguruji dasde ke sach te kood da mel nahi ho sakda, ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਜੀ ਆਖਦੇ ਹਨ ਕਿ ਜਿਨਕੇ ਚਿੱਤ ਕਠੋਰ ਹੈ ਸੇ ਬਹਿ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਪਾਸ। ਉਹ ਜਿਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਹਿਰਤ, ਜਿਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਹਿਰਦੇ ਕੂੜ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਭਰੇ ਹੋਏ ਆ, ਉਹ ਪੂਰੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਨਹੀਂ ਬਹਿ ਸਕਦੇ। ਕਿਉਂ? ਉੱਥੇ ਸੱਚ ਵਰਤਦਾ ਕੂੜਿਆਰਾ ਚਿੱਤ ਉਦਾਸ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉੱਥੇ ਸੱਚ ਵਰਤਦਾ ਤੇ ਸੱਚ ਦੇ ਕੂੜ ਦਾ ਮਿਲਾਪ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋ ਸਕਦਾ, ਮੇਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋ ਸਕਦਾ। And then what happens? They will, even if somebody like that comes and sits by the Guru, what happens? Oye wal shal kar chat kat de, phir jaye vah kudiyara paas. Even if somebody like that comes, what does that person do? Somebody who doesn't love Guruji, doesn't love God, when they come in the Sangha, what do? They just look around. Who's coming? Who's going? Who's talking on stage? What time it is? How much time to go? Guruji says this. And Satguruji says, which sache kood nangade man vekho ko nirjaas. Satguruji says, where the truth is, false can't mix. Kudiyar kudiyari jair le sachyar sikh bethe Satguru paas. So that's why Satguruji says, to find God we have to break from these false things. But now, how can we break? What's the answer? How can we find God? And in the last line, Satguruji tells us, Satguruji says, Hukum rajai chalna nanik likhya naal. Satguruji says, if you want to find God, you have to realize one thing. Everything is in God's hukum. Everything is in God's command. Once you realize that, then you find God. Why? Because right now we think, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Right? We say, hum kiya, hum karenge, hum murid gawar. We say, I did this, I worked hard, so I earned all that money. I had all that money, so I bought this house, I bought this car. But when we realize that we're nothing more than just little puppets, you know, sometimes you see those puppets with strings on them, and the people, as the person moves his fingers, moves the strings, that's how the puppet moves. And you know what? We're just like that. We're puppets too. However God makes us move, we move. The only thing is we don't even realize it. And Satguruji says everybody is under God's command. But the problem is this, we didn't realize that. We think that we're doing this, I'm doing this. There's one story, Isakhi, that there used to be a Sikh, a man. And what that man did, he saw that a Khadur, a place called Khadur, Guru Angad Dev Ji was staying there. And all the Sikhs used to stay with Guru Angad Dev Ji. And what happened? He saw something. He saw that, hey, Guru Angad Dev Ji is staying here, this free langar. You can have food whenever you want here. There's free rooms. You can sleep here as much as you want. You don't have to do any work. He started to think, why do I want to waste all my life working? Why do I want to work hard and earn money? When I can just stay here, I'll get free food. And I'll get a free place to sleep. And I don't have to do any work. He was lazy. So you know what he did? He started to stay at Khadur, where Guru Angad Dev Ji was. All the Sikhs, day and night, they would do seva, they would go to Sangat, they would do Simran. But this one Sikh, he didn't want to do seva, he didn't want to do simran, he didn't have any love for the Guru. He just wanted to go there just because there's free food there and there's a place to sleep. So what he did is, all day would go by and he would do nothing. He would never go to the Sangat. He would never listen to Kirtan or Katha. He would never do any seva. All he would do is, all day he would just talk to his buddies, to his friends. He'd hang out with his friends, talk with them. Or he'd go in his room and sleep all day. And he would only come out when it's time to eat for langar, that's it. He'd eat langar, then he'd go back, talk to his friends, and then he'd go in his room and sleep. So many months went by and he never even once went to see Guru Angad Dev Ji, to meet Guru Angad Dev Ji. So much time went by. And then one day all the other Sikhs, they saw this one Sikh. He never goes to Sangha. He never does any seva. So what did they do? They came up to Baba Buddha Ji. And they told Baba Buddha Ji that, Baba Ji, this Sikh never does seva. He never goes to Sangat. He just sleeps all day. He only comes out when it's time to eat and that's it. Can you talk to him? Can you try to explain to him that he should do some seva? Jadon dusre gursikhan ne vekhya ki is Sikh na koi seva karda kadi, na hi kadi Sangat vich janda. ਤਾਂ ਉਸ ਵਕਤ ਉਹ ਸਿੱਖਾਂ ਨੇ ਬਾਬਾ ਬੁੱਢਾ ਜੀ ਪਾਸ ਆ ਕੇ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਬਾਬਾ ਜੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਜਾਓ ਇਸ ਸਿੱਖ ਨੂੰ ਸਮਝਾਓ ਕਿ ਸੇਵਾ ਕਰਿਆ ਕਰੇ, ਸੰਗਤ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਇਆ ਕਰੇ। ਤੇ ਉਸ ਵਕਤ ਬਾਬਾ ਬੁੱਢਾ ਜੀ ਉਸ ਸਿੱਖ ਪਾਸ ਗਏ ਤੇ ਬਾਬਾ ਬੁੱਢਾ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਪ੍ਰਤਾਪ ਸੂਰਜ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਵਿੱਚ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਕਿ ਬਾਬਾ ਬੁੱਢਾ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਉਸ ਸਿੱਖ ਨਾਲ ਵਚਨ ਵਿਲਾਸ ਕੀਤੇ, ਉਸ ਸਿੱਖ ਨੂੰ ਬਤਾਇਆ। ਬਾਬਾ ਬੁੱਢਾ ਜੀ ਖੇਮ ਆਫਟਰ ਦਾ ਸਿੱਖ ਐਂਡ ਸੇਡ ਵਟ, ਗੁਰ ਸੰਗਤ ਮੇ ਭਲੋ ਰਹਾਵਣ, ਭਜਨ ਟਹਿਲ ਕਰ ਕਾਲ ਬਿਤਾਵਣ। ਬਾਬਾ ਬੁੱਢਾ ਜੀ ਖੇਮ ਆਫਟਰ ਦਾ ਸਿੱਖ ਐਂਡ ਸੇਡ ਵਟ, ਦੈਟ ਇਟਸ ਗੁੱਡ ਯੂਅਰ ਸਟੇਇੰਗ ਹੇਅਰ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਸੰਗਤ, ਬਟ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਵਨ ਥਿੰਗ, ਤੇ ਗੁਰ ਸੰਗਤ ਮੇ ਭਲੋ ਰਹਾਵਣ। That if you're going to stay in the Guru Sangat, if you're going to stay here at this Gurdwara, at this Dharamsala, then what? Gur Sangat mein palo rahavan, pajan tahal kar kaal bitao. Then you should spend your time doing seva, or doing simran, or sitting in the Sangat and listening to kirtan and katha. Baba Buddha Ji said this politely to that Sikh. And you know what that Sikh did? The Sikh got mad, he raised his voice, and you know what he said? He said, who are you to tell me to do seva? Who are you to tell me to go to Sangat? He said, you're not my guru. The Sikh told Baba Buddha Ji that I only believe in Guru Angad Dev Ji, and if Guru Angad Dev Ji himself tells me to do seva or to come to Sangat, then I'll come or else I'm not going to. So Baba Buddha Ji, he walked away. Some more time went by. A few more months went by. The Sikh, same thing would happen. He would do no seva. He would never go in the Sangat. He'd just sit in his room all day or talk to his buddies and come out only when it's time to eat langar. And one day, you know what happened? One day he fell asleep. He missed langar. And then right outside his room, Guru Angad Dev Ji came and sat down. And Guru Angad Dev Ji came out to eat langar. And the Sikh heard all this noise. He woke up, he rubbed his eyes. And he came out of the room and he saw Guru Angad Dev Ji sitting there. And you know what he did? He came up to Guru Angad Dev Ji and he bowed to Guru Angad Dev Ji. And he had already been living there for a few months. And you know what Guru Angad Dev Ji said? Guru Angad Dev Ji said, who are you? Are you new here? And that Sikh said, no, Guruji. I've been here for the last few months. And Guru Angad Dev Ji looked at him and said, last few months? I've never seen you. This is the first time I've ever seen you here. You've been here for a few months. I've never seen you doing any seva here in the langar. I've never seen you even once in the last few months in the Sangat, listening to kirtan, listening to katha. This is the first time I ever saw you. And you know what that Sikh said? That Sikh said, Guruji, I don't ever do any seva. He said, Guruji, I don't even come in the Sangha. And Guru Angad Dev Ji asked him, how come you don't come in the Sangha? How come you don't do Seva? And that Sikh said, that other Sikhs tried to tell me, do Seva, come to the Sangha, but I told them no. I said, I'm only going to come if Guru Angad Dev Ji himself tells me to do something, then I'll do it. And Guru Angad Dev Ji, because Guruji knows everything that's happening. Guru Angad Dev Ji told him, Guru Angad Dev Ji said, that if I tell you to do something, will you do it? And the Sikh goes, yes, anything you say, I'm ready to do it right away. And Guru Angad Dev Ji said, that you're not going to live much longer. You only have less than 24 hours to live, you're going to die. And the Sikh looked up at Guruji. And then Guru Angad Dev Ji said, you're going to die either way, but here's my hukam for you. You're going to die anyways. But if you want me to be happy, and you want God to be happy on you, and you want salvation, then I want you to go to the jungle. I want you to take an axe. I want you to cut down some branches from trees. Make a pile of wood, of branches, and light that pile of branches on fire. And after you light the branches on fire, I want you to jump inside of that fire and burn yourself alive. I want you to kill yourself. And that Sikh, right away, he bowed to Guru Angad Dev Ji and he started walking to the jungle. And he went to the jungle, he was ready to do it. He went there with his axe. He cut down the tree, the branches. He made a pile of wood. He lit those branches on fire. He lit that pile of wood on fire. He did everything. But now, you know what happened? He got scared. He thought, I don't want to die right now. He thought, who knows, maybe Satguruji just made it up. Maybe I'm not really going to die. Maybe Satguruji is just mad at me because I don't ever do seva or I don't come in Sangat. Satguruji was just mad at me. So he just wanted me to kill myself. He started to question Guruji. And he was sitting there by the fire thinking, and on the other side, what happened? On the other side, there was a man whose name was Bhai Mehra Ji. And Bhai Mehra Ji was a criminal, a thief. He used to steal. And Bhai Mehra Ji went to a nearby village. And he, overnight he stole a lot of money, gold, silver from a village. And he left. But right after he left, the village people woke up. And they realized somebody had stole their money from the village, their gold. So the village people started to chase Bhai Mehra Ji. Bhai Mehra Ji then decided to hide in the jungle where that Sikh was. And Bhai Mehra Ji saw all the smoke coming up. So he went to see what the smoke was. And when he went there, he saw this huge pile of wood that was on fire, and he saw this Sikh standing next to it. So Bhai Mehra Ji asked him, what are you doing? Why do you have this fire in the middle of the jungle? And that Sikh told Bhai Mehra Ji the whole story. He told him that Guruji told me that I'm going to die anyways. But he said that if I burn myself alive in this fire, then I can be saved. But now I'm too scared to jump in the fire. And Bhai Mehra Ji did a lot of crimes in his life. He was a real big criminal. But Bhai Mehra Ji had heard a lot about Guru Angad Dev Ji. And he knew whatever Guruji says, it always comes true. That's why Bhai Mehra Ji, he did a prayer, he did an ardas, he made a request to that Sikh. He goes, why don't we make a deal? He said, I'll give you this huge sack that's full of money and gold and silver, I'll give all of this to you. And in return, that hukum that Guruji gave to you, I want you to do an ardas to Guruji right now and say to Guruji that that hukum that Guruji gave to you, you're going to give that hukum over to me. I'll burn myself as long as Guruji saves me. And you know, Bhai Mehraji, he was sitting there, he felt like he won the jackpot in a lottery. On one side, he doesn't have to kill himself anymore. He gets to save his life. And on the other side, he gets a bag full of gold and silver and jewelry and money. So right away, he accepted the deal. He did an ardas to Guruji, that Guruji, I give this hukum over to Bhai Mehraji. And Bhai Mehraji gave that bag full of money and gold to that Sikh. Bhai Mehraji ran and jumped into the fire. But on the other side, what happened? The village people who were looking for that Sikh, what happened? They saw the smoke, they came there and they saw that Sikh holding this bag. And it's full of gold and money. And they thought, he's the criminal, he's the one that stole it. They thought he must be the criminal. They thought this, kotwar kyo kareo agari, then dekhte hi gira uchare. They saw all this wealth, this bag of money in the Sikh's hand, and right away they thought he must be the criminal. Kotwar kyo kareo agari, then dekhte hi gira uchare. Sheen leho tisko sammal, fansi deho jai tadkar. Sheen means to pull away. They took all that money away from that Sikh and they ordered that he's going to be hanged and killed. So they took him away, they tied his hands up, they put a rope around his neck and they hanged him. And he died. But what's the actual lesson from this story? And in the final line of this paragraph in the Suraj Prakash, we're told the actual lesson from this story. They go, hukum maan fansi tis dina murak mareo taram te hina. They're saying he was going to die anyways, just like the Guru told them that in 24 hours you're going to die. But Guruji said that if you really want salvation, then go burn yourself alive. He thought he could outsmart God's hukum. Because just like we're going over right now, the last line of this paragraph, hukum rajai chalana nanik likhya na. That everything's in God's hukum. He thought he could outsmart God. He thought he could outsmart the Guru. He thought that he could outsmart God's command, God's order. But what happened? He still died. He was going to die one way or the other. But in this line they say that if he would have jumped in the fire and burned himself, he would have died with the Guru's blessings by accepting God's command. Because in life we have two choices. Whatever is going to happen is going to happen. But we have two choices. We can either accept God's command while crying and complaining and whining, or we can accept God's command in jadi kala, in happiness, that whatever God is going to do is good for us. Because whatever God wants to do is going to happen. We can't change it. We have to learn how to accept God's will. And just before I finish, I just want to tell one more story, one more sakhi of how we're supposed to accept God's command, God's hukum. One time, a Sikh came up to Guru Arjan Dev Ji. And that Sikh asked Guru Arjan Dev Ji that, Guruji, you're always saying that how a perfect Sikh is supposed to live. But it's so hard to find a perfect Sikh. Can you show me a perfect Sikh? I want to go see a perfect Sikh. so I can know how I'm supposed to become. So Guruji told them to go to this village and go visit a Sikh whose name was Bhai Bhikhari Ji. So that Sikh went to that village. And he went to Bhai Bhikhari Ji's house. And right when he got there, what did he see? He saw that he heard all this loud music. He saw people dancing. He saw people, they were celebrating something. So he came inside and he asked, what's going on? Is this Bhai Bhikhari Ji's house? And they said, yes, this is Bhai Bhikhari Ji's house. And then he asked, what's going on? And they said, well, Bhai Bhikhari Ji's son is getting married tomorrow. And that's why we're celebrating this. That's why everybody is celebrating. And then that Sikh asked, where's Bhai Bhikhari Ji? I want to see Bhai Bhikhari Ji. I want to meet him. And they said, oh, he's not here. They go, if you want to meet him, follow us. So that Sikh started to follow that family member. And they took him all the way to the back of the house to a small room. And they opened the door and they said, Bhai Bhikhari Ji is in here. And what did that Sikh see when he came inside that room? Outside, everybody is dancing and celebrating. Everybody is happy that Bhai Bhikhari Ji's son is about to get married. But Bhai Bhikhari Ji, he's sitting in that room all by himself. He's doing simran. He's doing meditation. And at the same time, he's sewing something. He's sewing a body bag. A body bag is a bag that you put when somebody dies, you put their dead body inside a body bag. And Bhai Bhikhari Ji, he's sewing a body bag. And the Sikh sat by Bhai Bhikhari Ji. All night went by, the next day came. Bhai Bhikhari Ji and their family went and his son got married. And on the way back, you know what happened? On the way back, Bhai Bhikhari Ji's son was bitten by a snake. And he died right there on the spot, on the way back from the wedding. Everybody else in the family, they started to cry. They were screaming that why did this have to happen? But what did Bhai Bhikhari Ji do? He didn't cry. Right away, Bhai Bhikhari Ji, that body bag that he was sewing the night before, he had it with him. He brought it with him to the wedding. He pulled it out. He came up to the dead body of his own son. And he put that dead body inside the bag, got one or two people to help him, and they carried the body back. He didn't cry. And you know what? That Sikh realized something. That Bhai Bhikhari Ji must have known that his son was going to die. That's why he was making the body bag the night before. And that Sikh came up to Bhai Bhikhari Ji and said, that if you already knew that your son was going to die today, then why didn't you do something to change it? Why didn't you? You could have canceled the wedding. You could have postponed the wedding. You could have changed the route you were going to take. So your son didn't get bitten. And you know what Bhai Bhikhari Ji said? Bhai Bhikhari Ji said that it's our job to accept God's hukum, to accept God's will. Whatever God orders, we have to accept it. That's how a Gursikh lives his or her life. When something good happens in a Gursikh's life, a Gursikh doesn't get overexcited. And when something bad happens in a Gursikh's life, a Gursikh doesn't get sad. Because a Gursikh realizes that this is all God's play. It's like a movie when we watch a movie. We know that the actors are fake. And the same way, this is all a movie. We're all actors. Abnasi prav khel rachaya gurmukh sunji. That this is all a drama, a play. And we're all parts of that play. We're all actors in that play. So in ending, that's what we need to learn. That if we want to find God, we only have to realize one thing. That everything is according to God's hukum, God's command. We need to think that just like those puppets with strings, however somebody moves that string, the puppet moves the same way we're puppets. And however God moves us, that's how we move. We need to realize that. And when we realize that, then we'll realize how great God is, how much power God has, and we'll realize that we have nothing. And when we realize that, then we can really become strong. Then even if somebody puts a saw on our head and cuts our body in half, even then we won't get scared. Even then if somebody comes and brings a knife and cuts our body into pieces, we won't get scared. Right now we get scared. Oh, what if I die? But no, then you realize if you're going to die, you're going to die, you can't change it. And that's what's called accepting God's hukum. And that's basically the message of this 40, that to find God, just in review in the ending, that to find God, you don't have to wash your body over and over. You don't have to go to holy shrines. You don't have to take vows of silence. You don't have to fast. You don't have to read many, many books. All you have to do is realize that everything is under God's command and you're nothing. And always remember that God and thank that God for everything He has given to you. And that's basically Satguruji's message in this body. So in ending, any mistakes I made, I want to ask for forgiveness from the Sangat. Sama samapat hai. Vichar karde beyant pul chukha ho gaya. Anjaan bache samjh ke Satguru ji maaf kar dein. Sangta paaso beyant maya pet hoi. Jis tarah kal vi beenti kiti si, jitni vi maya sangta ne pet kiti hai, sari di sari maya ਜੋ ਸਰੀ ਸ਼ਹਿਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਅਕੈਡਮੀ ਸਕੂਲ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕੀਤੇ ਗਏ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਲਈ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਕੀਰਤਨ ਸਿੱਖ ਹਿਸਟਰੀ ਗੱਤਕਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਸੰਥਿਆ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਦਸਮ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਸੰਥਿਆ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰਪ੍ਰਤਾਪ ਸੂਰਜ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਦੀ ਸੰਥਿਆ ਅਤੇ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਇੱਧਰਲੇ ਜੰਪਲ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਕਥਾ ਕਰਨ ਦੀਆਂ ਕਲਾਸਾਂ ਵੀ ਲੱਗਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ ਜਿਤਨੀ ਵੀ ਮਾਇਆ ਭੇਟ ਹੋਈ ਹੈ ਸਾਰੀ ਦੀ ਸਾਰੀ ਮਾਇਆ ਉਸ ਸਕੂਲ ਨੂੰ ਜਾਓਗੇ ਉਸ ਅਕੈਡਮੀ ਨੂੰ ਜਾਓਗੀ ਤਾਂ ਅਕੈਡਮੀ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਸੰਗਤ ਦਾ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਕਰਨਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਐਂਡ ਵਨ ਅਦਰ ਥਿੰਗ ਬਿਕਾਜ਼ ਅਰਲੀਅਰ ਟੂਡੇ ਫੋਰ ਔਰ ਫਾਈਵ ਪੀਪਲ ਕੇਮ ਅਪ ਟੂ ਮੀ ਐਂਡ ਆਸਕਡ ਮੀ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਐਨੀ ਸੀਡੀਜ਼ ਅਵੇਲੇਬਲ ਬਿਕਾਜ਼ ਲਾਸਟ ਟਾਈਮ ਵੀ ਕੇਮ ਇਨ ਦ ਸਮਰ ਵੀ ਗੇਵ ਆਊਟ ਸੀਡੀਜ਼ ਆਫ ਇੰਗਲਿਸ਼ ਕਥਾ ਐਂਡ ਦਿਸ ਟਾਈਮ ਵੀ ਡਿਡਨਟ ਬ੍ਰਿੰਗ ਐਨੀ ਸੀਡੀਜ਼ ਬਟ ਇਫ ਐਨੀਬਡੀ ਐਲਸ ਵਾਂਟਸ ਟੂ ਲਿਸਨ ਟੂ ਮੋਰ ਇੰਗਲਿਸ਼ ਕਥਾ ਲਾਈਕ ਦਿਸ They can go to our website www.gurmatstudies.com and listen to Katha there on that website. So in ending, I want everybody to put their hands together and I want everybody to say out loud together with me, Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.